This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Todd's advice.
What was that? What was your advice again earlier last hour, Todd? Kind of ease into a Monday, wasn't that it? Something along those lines. Right? Yeah. Pretty sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
Jeez. I didn't realize you actually listened to me. That's
of course
I'll have
I
to
do.
Pay more attention to what I say from now on.
Of course I do. Easing into another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. A couple of guests for you this hour. We'll take more of your contributions on our question of the day. Great answers pouring in. What grade does President Trump get after 500 days in office? What grade? You're the teacher. What grade do you put on the report card, and then what little comment do you add? A little narrative. A minus, but could be an A plus if you did this. A minus, you're doing this great, whatever it is. And then we have the Congressman Kevin Cramer ad out. And a few folks have been weighing in on that. Here's one that came in during the break saying, I believe this is Kevin's approach to Heidi. And then it quotes Dr. Wayne Dyer. Famously wrote, when given the choice between being right and being kind, choose kind. We all struggle with the insecurities of our egos, with the insecurity of being wrong, and a threatened ego will almost always lash out. How about that? There you go. So go ahead and keep those comments coming. Our next guest is someone that we talked to about 5 years ago about the start of something. I don't know that any of us had any idea how long it would take. But if you remember, there was this story back in the fall of 2013, harvest time, and a pipeline had malfunctioned. Sent about 840,000 gallons of oil oozing across its wheat field. Of course, didn't know that at the time. Didn't know how much it was. But this was a major story. And now the cleanup is just about completed after 5 years and about $93 million to clean up that spill. So we thought it'd be a good time to check back in with Steve Jensen, who with his wife Patty have had quite the ride here over the last number of years on this endeavor. Steve, how are you?
Hello, Scott. How can you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear. You bet.
Great.
How you doing?
Oh, doing good. There's enough to do on a farm and ranch to take away too much of your day-to-day focus on what's happening in the backyard, per se. But it's kind of hard to believe it's already been 4 years of actually digging and cleaning.
Yeah, pretty incredible is right. I mean, when this all started, did the experts, if you will, give you any idea on how long it would take or what was ahead?
This, I think, for everybody was kind of a learning experience. It's hard to delineate, find out exactly what you got. When the oil actually stayed below the surface for quite a length of time, and didn't actually expose the top surface to all the oil. The major challenge was, of course, moving some of the clean soils above it to get to where the oil was flowing through sand lenses and gravel veins, and basically a chase tactics to, you know, chase it down and stop it type of thing. So
remind me when this first showed up on your radar. You were harvesting, weren't you?
Yes, we were. It was September 29th, actually.
Mm-hmm. And what did you notice?
Well, back then it was even hard to see with the straw stubble, but you could see the wetness on the tires and the oil. And it took a while to figure out that something didn't look quite right. We had some experts from Washington. This was a PHMSA-regulated pipeline. So through these years, there's been a lot of discussions with the state personnel and different authorities of the state as far as guidelines and the monitoring and cleanup criteria. Pretty well versed per se now as far as having experience as far as how to handle somewhat better of an oil spill.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And, you know, obviously when a pipeline, in this case, you had a leak at the pipeline, it was, as you say, a federally regulated pipeline, so older technology and hadn't been inspected in a while, as I recall, right? I mean, they had what kind of inspection routine? Was it due for us inspection? Or had one completed not long ago? What was the routine on the inspection of that current pipeline, Steve?
Well, I can only guess somewhat. Tesoro Endeavor could probably give you the more specifics. But I think that it was definitely due for an inspection. I think they were, and I use the word think because it's maybe discussions we've had, and it's been so long. But, yeah, I think they suspected something was wrong, with the smart pig monitoring, the technology of checking things, and it just happened. I guess with the maybe more modern monitoring and stuff, it shouldn't have happened, but it did. So it was a project that had to be dealt with, and it just took a lot of time, more time than anybody suspected. I know that you and I only have so much time, so there's been a lot of good things from this as far as industry and agriculture. We've got MDSU ag scientists on board. They're doing test plots. We've worked with some young students that want to finish the doctorate, the master's. There's another one that's working right now on the actual growing crops from this. We're using TDU technology, which is thermal desorption units. Very little of this dirt was ever hauled to a landfill. It's been kept on site, maybe a little longer and more spendly operation, but overall it's not filling up our landfill with soil that didn't need to be put in a landfill.
So, for lack of a better term, they rehabilitate the soil right there on site then, huh?
Correct. And it goes back in kind of where it was taken out, down deeper. And we are actually, with NDSU on board, have done studies to where we can use some of that treated soil that was dirty. You know, we call it basically treated, it's, you know, cleaned. And we're actually mixing that with some topsoil to re-establish the amount that we had, that we may have lost in the beginning, that got mixed. And with NDSU scientists on board and all their studies and reports and presentations is all documented, and I think the state has gotten all that to where it's all public information if people want to somehow get the papers that have been written and the work that was done to learn about the changes of characteristics of soil properties and what happens. Even soil that's stockpiled for 4 years that we stripped off the top has changed. You know, it changes from inactivity. It basically needs to be restarted again. And that's the plan we have when we get this laid back in about 30 days, maybe a little more. Sometime this year we will actually be growing, planting something on it to start that process to get the soil back regenerating itself, and maybe in three springs we'll actually try a cash crop maybe on it. So
Wow, that's amazing. Now, how much acreage of yours was impacted by this?
Well, once the actual digging and the stockpiling, it was probably around 73 acres.
Got it.
And, you know, like I said, a lot was learned, and the people we've met, and I know when we first started this back 4.5 years ago, when you and I first got acquainted, and you tasted some of Patty's pie, that was one thing she was real proud of, to treat the employees that worked up there nice people, and boy, they sure appreciated having fresh pie every once in a while. So.
Yeah, well, they became, you know, part of the crew there. And the effort.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those stories. Nobody would want to have to, you know, you wouldn't write that script for yourself, but it's pretty fascinating. And I love how you chronicle all the good that's come out of it as well, the research that can be done and to have it be done here. So it is amazing. There is life after a pipeline spill. Fascinating
yeah.
story. Steve, our best to you and Patty and the whole crew there. Take care.
Like us.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
Steve Jensen, him and his wife Patty, Tioga, North Dakota. Great folks. More after this.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Speaking of being in the field, that's right. I Saw a sprayer in the field last night, just stopped dead in its tracks in the middle. I thought, what happened there? And I realized it's windy. It probably at some point gets to be just a little bit, you know, too much. That wind yesterday was really something. Blowing around pretty good. But that's one of the reasons you want a High Plains Apache. It's the best of the best. No doubt about it. And the nice thing about the good folks at High Plains Apache, when you spray as much as you do want support from folks that know the game better than anybody. And nobody knows spray application like the good folks at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache's self-propelled sprayers. They're in Mandan. Call them at 663-2375 across from the new Culver's there. They're also at Exit 60 south of Fargo on I-29. That's in Frontier, actually. And online at HighPlainsApache.com. HighPlainsApache.com is their website. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Enjoyed our conversation with Steve and Patty Jensen. And, you know, obviously when a spill happens like that, there's a lot of people that want to jump to say, see, this is why we can't have pipelines. See, this is why oil and gas is bad. See, and generally those people are, you know, not the reasonable, you know, voices in any debate. They are the keeping the ground, anti-fossil fuel, eco-terrorist types, right? And look, no different than there are cars on the road, there's going to be car accidents, there are pipelines in the ground, there's going to be spills, there are going to be spills. The technology, the changes, you know, this effort right now of zero spills is underway, where EERC and a number of companies have come together at the governor's request to say, can we, you know, how can we strive for zero spills? Let's go for zero. Let's try this. Is a great effort. You know, and a lot of that comes with technology and leak detection and everything else. But spills are going to happen. In this case, the federal government was responsible for the inspection on this one. And for whatever reason, I think they got a note here from somebody said, here's what you need to know about DOT and PHMSA. They regulate intervals of inspection, so most companies, especially larger ones, have to comply with that. But sometimes materials just degrade differently as well. I work for a pipeline. We do inline inspection runs at intervals, so they do them. Somebody earlier also said, Steve was nice enough to text me an answer for this, wanted to know if leak detection was installed on this pipeline when the leak occurred. And Steve's answer is yes, but the technology back then wasn't working as they thought it would. But now the new system does have it working. So again, you have those ways. So anyway, I just think what it is, you know, again, Steve and Patty Jensen probably, if they had to do it over again, would say just to not have the hubbub and extra activity of 70-some acres having to be cleaned up and 5 years of activity and $93 million spent and people in and out of there. But as you heard Steve say, a lot came from this, learned a lot. You know, a good way for the industry to learn. And, you know, you find out more about what the soil can endure and how it works. And so some good things come out of it. And ultimately, in the end, you know, they'll be planning something on that parcel this year. So I think that's a great takeaway. And enjoyed the conversation with Steve Jensen very much. He and his wife, Patty, very nice folks. Love them. All right, what else we got for you here? I guess a bunch of texts that I haven't gotten to, and also a chance for you to weigh in on our question of the day. That one related to two things. One, Donald Trump's 500th day in office. Report card grade is what? What grade do you give the president? And also, we have a new ad in the Kramer v. Heitkamp Senate race. Played that ad for you, and we're getting your take on that as well. Here's some of your thoughts. Are the people who voted for Heidi in 2012 listening to your radio program? How do you change their minds? How would I answer that? Well, first of all, I think our show is a microcosm, really, of the entire state of North Dakota. So, in other words, there's a lot of people listening. Most listen to radio program in North Dakota. And it's everybody. We've seen that any time we've done interaction with our listeners. It's young, it's old, it's farmers, it's city folks, it's, you know, you name it. Ranchers and you know, truck drivers, and I mean, I could go on and on. Every possible career subset. And I will say anecdotally, I've heard from a lot of people who said, I voted for Heidi in 2012. I'll never make that mistake again. Second question, how do you change their minds? Facts. You know, I'm not here to change anybody's mind. I'm here to just present a story, my story, my opinions, and have a conversation, have a discussion. But in my mind, for those that are in the business of trying to change minds, it's facts. Just lay out the facts, present the facts. That's how I put it. Another text, President Trump has earned an A-minus, drained the McConnell, Graham, Schumer, Pelosi swamp. Another, our president deserves an A-plus. He's shown a lot of grit. I like that word. He's shown a lot of grit to stand up to these political bullies and really follow through with his promise to make our country great again. Another says, I'll give the president a straight A, more than a long time I actually... For the first time in a long time, I actually feel proud to be living in this country, a country that doesn't roll over to demands of other countries, a country that's going to stand up and tell other people this is how it's going to be and actually follow through on what you said. Like that. 258-0550 if you want to vote by phone. Tell us what you're thinking today, 800-228-0550. And lots of texts as well. Needs to tell Republican senators... get off their butts and do something to back him up and his policies. This is Trump, I guess. He needs to do that. You have to pray for them because having a civil conversation will never happen, says another. All right. Texter says, Heidi high-fiving versus Trump having an affair with a porn star. Need I say more? Sure, what that is meant to mean, but thank you for that, I think. Do we thank them for that? Yeah, not sure. Somebody else wants to know more about the Supreme Court decision on the bakery. I don't know if there's any more that I can tell you. And we already have. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Christian baker in Colorado. Very famous case because you remember the baker said, my religious beliefs are such that I don't want to take your business and make a cake for a same-sex marriage. Justice Anthony Kennedy said the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had violated the baker's rights, interesting, by showing hostility to his religious beliefs in a proceeding in which he was found to have violated the law and offered anti-discrimination training. The High Court ruled 7-2 in the closely watched case, left open the question of how a state enforcing anti-immigration, anti-discrimination laws in a more neutral fashion would have to accommodate individuals' rights to religious freedom and free expression.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump say they do not believe the president can legally obstruct any investigation. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the Trump legal team explains the president cannot do so because he has the authority to halt any investigation. On another front, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says
he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't. Giuliani is saying President Trump has the power to pardon himself, but probably wouldn't do so because...
ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Hawaii is not the only place on the globe where a volcano has been erupting. At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala from a violent eruption of the Fuego volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by safety. Safety should be on your radar today. That's right. Let's go to Safety Council specifically. And, of course, Workforce Safety Insurance. Each and every week bring us wonderful opportunities for you to be safe. They're hosting a webinar entitled Return to Work. Designated Medical Provider Program. It's coming up. Get this one on your calendar. Benefits of the RTW, Return to Work Program, how to implement it, what to do once an injury occurs, training requirements, all of that. June 13th. So this is a week from Wednesday. June 13th, 9 a.m., to register for the training view, the WSI calendar at WorkforceSafety.com. WorkforceSafety.com. WSI is partnered with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program to provide safety training classes. If you'd like more information on the June classes, again, WSI calendar at WorkforceSafety.com. WorkforceSafety.com. The Return to Work Program is something you get a chance to learn all about in this webinar. So find out more. All right? It's a very good idea. Okay. We're going to talk in a moment with Dave Farnsworth. Dave is the head of the North Dakota Workforce Development Council. They teamed up with the Greater North Dakota Chamber and last week announced a new employer survey that's being taken. Governor Burgum and the Labor Commissioner, Job Service North Dakota Executive Director Michelle Comer, announcing this survey. If you're an employer in North Dakota, they're asking you to take this and identify your most pressing workforce issues. I got a couple of these in the mail, a link to them last week, so it might be in your email inbox. The idea is once they understand the needs, the results will provide some input for this workforce development effort and recommendations to the governor. 14,000 jobs currently posted with Job Service North Dakota. In North Dakota. 14,000. And they actually think that number of jobs open is significantly larger than that. And that needs in the future could double that figure. So this is a way to get a handle on what the needs are, kind of get everybody moving the same way. So it's a two-week survey. They're going to do this for 2 weeks, get as many people to take it as possible. They monitor the results daily, and they'll evaluate that, the trends and patterns. A group called the Center for the Study of Public Choice and Private Enterprise at North Dakota State University is crunching the numbers and doing all of that. So should be interesting. I guess we're working on getting Dave, an answer from Dave, right, guys? Still working on that? Okay. All right. We're getting Dave's voicemail. So. And our wires crossed there somehow. We're working on that. Texter says, I'm thinking the Democrats will want to ban all bakeries. It came from Jim.
Because they're not good for you anyway, so we think we should ban.
One way around the Supreme Court, I guess, right?
Well, true.
Yeah.
You get a bunch of health experts to testify how cake and donuts and stuff are bad for you, and next thing you know, we got to get rid of them.
Here's our first rather derogatory grade for Donald Trump today. They've been all up there. I think the worst grade I have, I'm keeping track here with my list, B minus. B minus is my lowest grade until now. A letter grade for Trump? Question mark. As a teacher, I'd put him in a special needs class.
Ooh.
He's a detriment to our country, our moral values, our integrity, all of which he has none. Keep America great, impeach Trump. All right. No grade, though. I can't, you know, he had a shot at lowering his average if he'd given us a grade.
Another like texter, a pencil and an A on that one then, right?
Is that what you want to do?
Teasing. No, didn't exactly sound like it was a resounding A on that one, but, you know, do what you want. You're the teacher.
No, I won't add. He didn't give us a grade, so we can't add a grade if he didn't add a grade. Didn't share one with us. Let's see here, what's next. If President Trump had an affair, I can honestly say whatever. It doesn't affect me. Bill Clinton did too. People have affairs every day. That doesn't mean I think it's right or would ever do that to my wife and family, but knowingly and willfully supporting the killing of unborn babies is one thing I don't think I could ever forgive her for. It's the most gross and despicable thing you could ever vote for. Says another texter. Boy, these texts are pouring in. 258-0550 is our toll-free, our local telephone number, 258-0550, 800-228-0550. We're having trouble tracking down our next guest, so we'll take your calls on the Trump grade or the Kramer ad, whichever one you like, to weigh in on today. And that, along with the Supreme Court ruling, is about the gist of the big news of the day. Right? Pretty much the hot stories on the day, other than a beautiful Monday underway for us, 100%. Scott, I worry a little bit about a text that starts with Scott. Doesn't happen very often. Most people do not have that kind of formal beginning to a text. Todd, do you?
I agree.
You a little worried about what's to come?
It could be. It's got your attention, though, doesn't it?
It does. I hope I have yours.
On the edge of my seat.
What do you think of Kevin Cramer's new ad? Like I said, did I say? I don't remember if I did or not. I think I said... It's threading a needle. And the needle is this, that I think it's the strategy in my view. I have no idea. Nobody's told me this. This is just off the top of my head. The strategy in my mind would be to say, acknowledge, you know, the obvious, that the likability of Heidi Heitkamp is above her reelect number. In other words, it's weird because usually if somebody is likable, that means that they also have really good numbers for reelect, but it doesn't work that way with her. People like her, but they don't want to vote for her. So it's like they recognize that she's nice, but they don't want to vote for her. So I think what it's doing is sort of giving permission to people to say, it's okay to like her and not vote for her. You know? And again, somebody earlier, a caller, said quite well, Kevin Cramer's a nice guy. You know? Very transparent. You're for an hour a week taking your calls. I mean, you can't do that and not be 100% out there and just for everybody to see and hear and everything else. So I think that's probably what they're trying to do. I don't know that I'd have done it, but I see what's going on there. Texter says, for the health and quality of America, liberals will rally to ban bakeries, replace them with pot shops. Boy, Todd, we really are, you know, getting some interesting suggestions here from people.
That would definitely change the vibe of a birthday party, wouldn't it?
Bakeries, you know, in addition to the bakery being banned, now being replaced with, yeah. Texter says, wow, it's a long one. President Trump, A plus 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 plus. Can we count that, Todd? I think that's just going to have to go down as an A plus, isn't it? Superb, exceptional, rare, admirable, courageous, bold, insightful, wise, hardworking, devoted, successful, on our side, winning. Number one, accomplishment, respect for our law enforcement and military. Building up our military to keep us safe. That is, I agree. It's, you know, the tax plan, because of its benefits politically, is my number one. But if we're you know, outside of legislation, just talking about the mood that he has brought to the country, you know, that's one thing a president can do is influence the culture. And he's certainly done that. He's certainly gone out of his way to show respect for law enforcement and our military. First military pay raise, and I forget how long. Incredible. Need for stronger borders, more dollars for enforcement with new and improved immigration laws, but that's on Congress. Number two, tax cuts, booming economy, deregulations. Number three, conservative judges. Number four, fair and reciprocal trade. This texter knows the president's lingo. He talks often about reciprocal trade. In other words, you're going to put in an extra charge to have us sell cars into your country, we're going to put the exact same charge when you sell into our country. Same darn deal. Same darn deal. Number five, A plus 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 on health care for President Trump, as it was the Senate by one vote that failed us at a cost of $1 trillion. Thank you, Heidi Heitkamp. Some bipartisan vote. Actually, vote on something that matters. President Trump ended the individual mandate, says the texter. Improved care for our vets, choice plans, medication prices coming down, right to try, help for terminally ill and less expensive health plans on the way. Thank you, President Trump. Winning. There are several emojis in this too, Todd. I don't know how to read emojis, but this was a very well thought out text with a lot of hearts, flags, a couple of prayer hands, and it ended with a flag, a heart, and another flag next to winning. Points for creativity to our texters. Back to the phones at 258-0550 when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Final segment for a Monday after this. Don't go away. Call now. Get it in.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire,
North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thousand Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Don't forget, this weekend brings the 29th annual Antique Farm Show to the Hawk Museum by Wolford, North Dakota. I was there last year, loved every second of it. Take this in. Great camping facilities up there, too. So make sure you get a great camping spot and take it in. Blacksmith and school, ice cream parlor, old-time music, plowing, sawmill, threshing, tons of kids' activities. They're doing plowing through the ages. They're doing a little meet and greet with the fire departments as they showcase some of their favorite pieces of equipment. The kids will love that. Craft show, flea market, variety show, old-fashioned candy in the Nansen store. The food's fantastic in Martha's Kitchen. Barbecue ribs Friday night. Prime ribs Saturday night. Fried chicken on Sunday night. Really, really good. It's the Dale and Martha Hawk Museum. You can find out more at hawkmuseum.org. It's 23 miles south of Rolla. About 4 miles east, 3 miles north of Wolford. Call them at this number if you want more information, 701-583-2381. I think they're still taking some tractors. They do parades 4 Friday and Saturday, 2 on Sunday.
little tractor contest going on there. And so that's a lot of fun. 583-231 to give them a call. Or they have a Facebook site, or you can check them out at hawkmuseum.org. Love that place. Get up there this weekend and take it in Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. First International Bank and Trust of Rugby. Beautiful location. Tan and his crew there. Big sponsors of this. Want to really thank them for helping us get the word out for the folks at the Hawk Museum, as well as our friends at Gooseneck Implement. So thanks a ton. And if you see Tanner and the crew at First International Bank and Trust, stop and say hi and thank them. Same with the crew at Gooseneck Implement. Jim in Billings County, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Going back to your talking about how to answer people that voted for Heitkamp, I think you got to remember that just because you voted for her before and have voted Democrat, maybe your parents voted Democrat, that doesn't make it. You're not voting for the same party as it used to be. That party has shifted radically to the left. The liberals have got control over it. It used to be the Democratic Party. I can remember when it stood for family values, for religious values, for the working man, farmers. But it's no longer there, and I think that's what you got to realize. It shifted too far to the left. The liberals got control. And if that leaves the Democrat voters wondering where to go, I think they could maybe shift over to the Republican Party, because that's went way to the left from where it used to be, too.
Go ahead, Jim, in a second here. I'll let you finish. But the conversation that you're just describing, Jim, if you can pull it off, is probably the most effective thing you could do to, you know, change people's minds, right? Not so much this candidate or that candidate, rather to say, okay, why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Democrat? Well, my folks were and their folks were. Okay, well, do you know what the Democrat Party stands for today? Not Democratic, by the way. The Democrat Party stands for today versus your parents and grandparents. And if you can get them to, think about that, I think you're right. I think you have a lot better chance of having them say, wow. Even beyond a particular candidate, just to get the out of that mode of, well, I just vote Democrat on the ticket because I do, and my folks did, and their folks did, and there's a lot of that out there. You're absolutely right. What else were you going to say, Jim?
Because I've heard that said, too, and there used to be some good solid planks in the Democratic Party, but it's been hijacked. But as far as Heitkamp, I think between now and November, Schumer, her buddy there in the Senate, is going to cut her some slack so she can reach across the aisle. She can support Trump. She can vote for North Dakota values until November. There's a dirty battle going on for control of the power in the Senate. They're going to do anything they can to try to keep or get control of the Senate. So I think you're going to hear that from now on. She's going to be a different person until November.
Too late.
In the campaign.
I mean, too late. And I just think North Dakotans are smarter than that. I think they can see through this. I think they see this effort to get close to Trump now as purely one to try and enhance her political fortunes, which are fast going south. I think I hope I'm right. I hope North Dakotans are smarter than that. I think they are. I really do. I mean, just that's a game. That's ridiculous. And folks, if you think in any way, shape, or form, if she were reelected in the next term, she would do anything to lift a finger to help anything that Donald Trump wants or Republicans. There's not a chance. Not a Zippo. And if she hasn't been able to one time find her way to vote with Donald Trump or vote with Republicans when they actually needed her vote and it would have actually made something happen, then she's not going to do it now. It's all just winning.
That's right. When the chips are down, if there's a vote that's not going to be close, he'll cut her some slack so she looks good. But when the chips are down, you know where she's going to be.
Very good point, Jim. Appreciate your call. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
I love our listeners thinking through all this. It's good. Texter says, I'd give Trump a B. I do like the way the economy is going in the direction we as a country are headed. I have to hear a true plan regarding outrageous health care costs and prescription drug prices. I find it absolutely absurd to furnish drug addicts needles, but to deny diabetics needles to live. All right. I don't understand the rest of this here, but I appreciate the giving me an example I couldn't understand, couldn't grab. Trump gets an A+, says another texter. I do not care what Trump did 12 years ago. I care about what he is doing as president. He truly is making America great again. Let me get Jeff and Bismarck in here real quick. Jeff, I'm tight for time, but go ahead and give me your best 20 seconds here.
Yeah, I used to be the Reform Party chairman of North Dakota when Pat Buchanan ran for president, and we saw this way back then. The guy that the gentleman that called earlier about the shift, it was a definite shift. And the old Democratic Party is no longer alive, and well, believe me.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I wish at one time one of these total cowards to say we should impeach the president would call in and provide a well-thought-out and meaningful argument for why we should do it instead of their worthless, liberal, unsupported opinions. We always love those callers, whether they agree or disagree, for sure. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better, your body responds better. Do you know in hot water you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it. And a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%. And Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.